Okay, let's continue our Chazorah. We're on Daf Nun, Dalet, Omad Aleph. Erev, Shabbos, Shabbatei Chag. We're on the fourth line. We're going to put the gas on, and we're going to try and get all the way to the bottom of Nun here, Omad Aleph. So, Erev, Shabbos, Shabbatei Chag, it tells us you have 48, because you have the 12 additional ones, Shar HaElyoin, Shar HaTachtoin, etc., etc. What's not mentioned there? Says the Gemara of Ilu Lamailo Asiris Leiktoni. The tenth step that was mentioned in a previous Mishnah where they did tekiyas here is not mentioned. Says the Gemara, Masnisin Mani, it must be Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakovi, Titania, Sholoish Lamaila Asiris. That's one opinion. But Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakovi, no, Sholoish Al Gabe Hamizbeach. In other words, there's actually a machlokes whether you do indeed blow the Tarat on the Mailo Asiris, and therefore if our Mishnah misses it out, and is clearly of the opinion that you do not blow the Tarat on the Mailo Asiris, then clearly our Mishnah is following the opinion of Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov. What's the discussion exactly? Ha'oimel Mailo Asiris, Eino Oimel Gaba HaMizbeach, V'ha'oimel Gaba HaMizbeach, Eino Oimel Mailo Asiris. It's either one. What's the machlekes? My time at Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov, given the toka lepsichas shorim, once you've blown to open the gates, meaning which gates? The Shar HaElyoin, the Shar HaTachtoin, then lemailo asiris, lomba li the toka. What on earth are you blowing for? It's not a gate there. Hi, la sharu, it's not a gate there. I understand you blow at every destination, at every stopping station. Shar HaElyoin, Shar HaTachtoin. But the 10th step, there's nothing significant about that. Hilkoch al gaba mizbeach, odif, therefore it's preferable to blow on mizbeach. V'rabon on sovri, that no. Kivin de toka le milui hamayim, if you're blowing for the milui of the hamayim, then al gaba mizbeach lomali. There's no purpose in blowing on the mizbeach. Therefore, hilkoch le mailo ho asiris, odif. Therefore, it's better to blow on the Mailo Asiris. As we said last time, it's true, there's no particular gate there, but at least it's a nice round number. Therefore, to a certain extent, there is a certain significance about the 10th step. Okay. Ki osa Rav Acha bar Chanina midroima. When Rav Acha bar Chanina came from the south, so I think we know Rav Acha's Chiddush very well. But we must remember that, before we got back to Rav Acha, which is going to be in another daf, we first discussed about 48 and 51 and 57. That's why it took a while to really prove Rav Acha's Chiddush or disprove it. So when he came from the south, I see Masnisa Biyodi. This is very, very significant. If you remember, when we got to the end of the Sugya, remember what the Gemara's final question was? That Rav Acha did not make up this Chiddush himself. He's come from a Pasuk and a Braisa. Therefore, even if you want to argue with Rav Acha, that's your prerogative to do so. But then you've got some explaining to do. If Rav Acha would have proposed his own Chiddush, so if you disagree and you prove it wrong, well, that's it, it's all over. But he's coming from the back of a Braisa, then you can hardly blame Rav Acha. You want to bring an opposing opinion? You want to disprove this point? Fine, so then explain to me the Braisa in a different way. What was the Braisa? It says, Ubnei Aaron HaKoyanim Yitku'u, they should blow b'chatzor Yisrael. Now, it's already used the word Yitku'u in the past. She'ein Talmud Loma Yitku'u. There is no necessity to write in the Pasuk the word Yitku'u, quote unquote. Why? She'kvar Nema, because it is already written, V'tokatem b'chatzor Yisrael al oiloi seichem v'al zivchei shalmeichem. It already says the word tokatem. So what should it have said this time round? It should have just said, Ubnei Aaron HaKoyanim b'chatzor Yisrael. It doesn't need to say the word Yitku'u. We know it's talking about blowing. If that's the case, Uma Talmud Loima Yitku. So what is this word teaching me? It's an extra word. It must be teaching me an extra Chiddush. So here we have the famous four words. Hakoil Lefi Hamusofin Toikin. Hakoil Lefi Hamusofin Toikin, which is a very vague expression, but in a way that helps us because it means that it's open to interpretation. How do you literally translate those words? Hakoil lefi hamusafin. It's all in accordance with the musafin token you would blow. Now, what do you mean in accordance with the musafin? So how did Rav Acha understand that?
teaching every mitzvah, people are.
Who Tony love, who Omar lo. He was the one who stated the brisa, and he told us what it means as well. That what? Loima shetoikin al kol musaf v'musaf. Now let's just fast forward for a moment. By the time we got to the end of the Gemara, we see at least two other interpretations in this phrase. It doesn't mean toikin al kol musaf v'musaf. Either it means you're marich b'tkia, or you have more people in the orchestra. But not that you're doing extra tkias. But the reason why there is room for this discussion is because the brisa is rather vague. It just says, you blow in accordance with the musaf. What does that mean, in accordance? What, the amount, the length, people in the band, what's going on over here? That's the discussion. But at least Rav Acha's own personal interpretation, remember, we are forever indebted to Rav Acha. It was Rav Acha who taught us this brisa. We may well disagree with his interpretation of the brisa, but after all, he's coming with a brisa in his hand, and he was the one who taught it to us. Says the Gemara. Tanan. Erev Shabbos Shabbatoi Chachag Hoyu Shom Mem Ches. Quote unquote, that is from our Mishnah. Now, Ve'im Isa. And if Rav Acha's Chiddush would be true, that when there's an extra Musaf, then there's extra Tkiyos. Then listen, why don't we state an alternative case? Shabbos Shabbatoich HaChag. Never mind Erev Shabbos Shabbatoich HaChag. What about Shabbos itself? Remember, if you have Shabbos on the Chag, how many will you get to? Mishkachas lo Chamshin Ve'echad. You'll get to 51. How will you get to 51?
Extra Musaf, but you take off Erev Shabbos.
Because you'll have an extra Musaf, you'll lose your 6 from Erev Shabbos, but I'll put in 9 for the extra Musaf, because according to Rav Acha, there'll be an extra Musaf. Not only is it Yom Tov, it's also Shabbos. So there'll be 3 more. So if the Mishnah tells me the maximum is 48 and not 51, that seems to be a proof against Rav Acha. Says the Gemara, no. Omar Rev Zera, remember we saw a big machlokes about this, Lefisha Ein, Toikin, Lepsichas, Sha'orim, B'Shabbos. You only blow that which is a mitzvah. So musaf is a mitzvah. Opening the gates is not a mitzvah as such. What is it? It's more ceremonial, I think we can call it. You launch the day by opening the gates, you make it with a whole big fanfare. But it's not essentially a mitzvah, and therefore, if it's not a mitzvah, therefore what? That it can't be Deicha Shabbos. So if it's not Deicha Shabbos, so where are we up to in the numbers? We're back to 48, because we didn't just lose 6 for Erev Shabbos, we also lost another 3. So we lost 9. We're putting in 9. So back to 48 anyway. Rava got very upset. Omar Rava, man ho. Who is this? The loichosh lekimcha. He doesn't care about his flour. He's not particular. What's going on? I completely disagree. Why? For 2 reasons. Choda. The bechol yoim. Quote unquote. Tanan. It says in the Mishnah. Every day. Mashma. That these 21 are what?
Fixed
every single day, including on Shabbos. So how can you tell me, no, Shabbos is different, there's no tkiyas of psichas hasha'orim? The Mishnah says clearly every single day. That is one taina. Void. And secondly, inami kahadodi ninhu. Even if they are equal, meaning what? You're claiming that Erev Shabbos Shabbatei Chachag and Shabbos Shabbatei Chachag is always 48, and that's why it didn't get mentioned. I'm sorry to tell you, it should have been mentioned. Listen, Shabbos Shabbatei Chachag. You still should have stated which case? The Shabbos case. To tell me that, Hoyu Shomar Boyim Veshmoyin, why? The Shomet Minei Tarati. Because that would have been a double whammy Chiddush. Which Chiddush would I have learned there? Number one, Shomet Minei, Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov. Firstly, I would have learned Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov's Chiddush that you do not blow on the Maila HaAsiris. That's one Chiddush that emerges from our Mishnah. The Shomet Minei as well, the Rachab HaChanina. Furthermore, you would have learned Rabbi Acha's Chiddush that what? Extra Musaf means?
Extra
Tkiyas. So if you're looking for the maximum, I agree. Fine, the maximum is not 51, it's only 48. But you should have told me the case of 48, which has more chidushim in it. Elo Marava, therefore I'm going to suggest there's Rava different teretz. What was the original question? According to Rav Acha, you're going to have 9 extra on Shabbos. You might well lose 6 because it's not Erev Shabbos, but you're up to 51. Why is that not told? Says Rav Lefisha Ein Toikin Milui Mayim Shabbos. You don't just lose six; you lose another 12. There's no Milui Mayim on Shabbos. The Botsri, which means there are less Tuva, a lot. There are a lot less than 48. Okay. For listening, Nami Rosh Hashanah Shechalies B'Shabbos. What about Rosh Hashanah Shechalies B'Shabbos? How many Musafin are there?
Three.
Doika Tlasu Musafin. Musaf to Rosh Hashanah. Musaf to Rosh Chodesh. Musaf to B'Shabbos. Now, if you would get that case, what would that take you to?
48 also.
So why? Because again, you have the basic 21. Plus you've got three Musaf and there's another 27. I'll take you to 48. So why is that case not mentioned? Says the Gemara, no. Erev Shabbos, Shabbatei Chachag, Itzri Chalei,